Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, deodorant, stupid world records, and the world's longest car. It's on the way right after this.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, good morning. This is Ernie Fergler calling.
Hi, Ernie.
Fergler's Hardware.
You're up bright and early.
Let me move on to something I'm very excited about. As you know, good service at Fergler's is something we take very dear to heart.
Yes, indeed.
Always have, always will. So now, I'm about to play back for you, for everyone to listen to, the new free Fergler feedback phone answering machine that we keep on at night. People can call in and give us their ideas, suggestions, comments, whatever. Last night was the first night we had it available. I haven't even heard it yet. Let's listen.
Okay.
Hi, Ernie. It's Patty Withers. Just wanted to call and say thank you so much for the free popcorn. My kids love it. Fergler's has always been our favorite place to shop. So thank you, Ernie. See you soon.
Fergler eats it. I'm on the Stony Biker, man. I messed you guys a few weeks ago, man, and just want to let you know I got your letter in the mail, man. I swear to God I did. Something about Donnie Baker didn't possess the proper people skills to work at your store. Well, that's nice, man. I appreciate that, man. What you say to my face, man? What you say to my face when I was right in your face 3 weeks ago, man? What's your problem, man? You want to make a federal case out of it, man? I'm a minority, man. You just turned me down. I swear to God I am, man. Hey, find out what happens when I take that to the news, man. I want to call the news for help. I swear to God I will. I don't want to work at your stupid place anyway. I'm wearing a smock. Hell with smocks, man. If you make me wear a smock, give me two of them. I'll tie them together and hang myself before I work at Spaglers, man. I'm at Donnie Baker. You got my numbers and do have like something part time. I don't need something full time. Maybe something part time. I'm busy about it. I'm coming. I'm doing a job interview. You shut up, Randy.
Yeah, this is Carl Wampler on Maple Street, and I wondered if my prescription was filled yet. You can call me back at 749.
Call me back if you can, man, because I changed address. You can't send me another letter again, man, because I have to go to the post office to pick this one up, man. Certified mail sucks. I mean, I got to go, man. Can I put my boat in front of your store with the for sale sign?
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hi.
Josh Arnold at the sidekick chair.
Hi.
Doesn't this sound like it's time now for Judge McGee?
Absolutely.
Bob with and Chick Court. McGee. In today's case,
hang him.
Two morons.
Two morons.
Those shows, it's what an idiot fest.
Hanging morons with Judge Chick McGee.
That's right. So sorry. Where were you?
There's Ace Cosby at the track phone hotline.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
Chick, have you watched the Judge Steve Harvey show yet? Ace, have you watched that?
I sampled it. It was kind of...
It's the best TV show.
Is that right?
It's so good. There's no logic involved.
Steve Harvey has another gig?
Yep. It is incredible. Give that man all the money in the world. I want a Steve Harvey channel. It's so great.
ABC.
Steve Harvey needs to be paying a royalty to the Richard Pryor estate for that face.
I'm Chick McGee at the orangeinsoles.com sports desk.
She has a mustache, I guess.
And here's Tom.
Oh, hi. Once again, pissing off Americans one person at a time.
Man. No, you're doing it dozens at a time.
Yeah. I think it's more than that.
I'm very excited about something we have coming up on the show today. So before we get back to the sports page, let me just find this thing for you. I think you'll find this rather intriguing.
We'll see. That never happened before. But
okay. I'm going to play a little snippet of something for you, Christy. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Listen carefully. Here we go.
The Great American Cover-Up. When perspiration wetness shows up.
What is that, you know?
I have no idea.
Josh, your thoughts?
I don't. Obviously an old ad.
Yeah, it's old.
Band roll-on from the 70s.
Close.
I don't know.
Well, you'll see why I was playing that coming up on the show.
Okay.
Very exciting.
Don't leave us.
Oh, Ace is the man. That's a rat for right guard.
Hanging, yeah.
Right guard. Is that still around?
Yeah. Wait till you find out what's going on in the world of right guard.
I have it on today.
Do you really? What flavor?
It's cool mint. Gotcha. Frost or whatever.
What do you put on your left armpit?
Is it a spray?
Nice.
That's a roll-on. Not roll-on, but gel.
Oh, I like the gel.
The gel's
I don't like
go.
The gel.
Oh, wait. Where it comes out of the, like, the waffle. No.
That's
I don't care for that.
My pop used to use that. It gets real greasy.
I used to use that. Yeah.
It
comes out like jello, teeny jello cubes.
Yes.
Menon used to have that. Yeah,
I'm on board.
Chick, I'm going to get you some bougie deodorant.
Thank you.
I'm going to get you some, like, $15 deodorant. What do you say about that?
Better be gel. I can tell you that.
If Tim Wilson were with us today, he would say, and I would agree with him, that I think to a degree... Probably shouldn't have used the word degree. Sorry.
Different deodorant.
I didn't mean it. The deodorant industry is Madison Avenue at its best. The same way they say they dictate to women, ladies, you smell down there. What? You know, has anyone ever...
How did that get dragged into this?
Well,
there are some people Madison that have Avenue bad creates, body odor.
Right.
Woo.
But...
There's a legend here in the building that doesn't work here anymore. But.
I'm just thinking
on both fronts.
Madison Avenue, I think, does a pretty good job of selling this stuff, and sometimes it's not necessary.
Are you a deodorant or an antiperspirant guy?
Interestingly enough, I use a product called Tom's.
Oh, yeah, it's all natural to deodorant, right?
I don't know.
You're told to use it.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I bet you stink when you get going, man. Good Lord.
I knew a friend that she just used crystals.
Yes, I tried that. That doesn't work.
That absolutely doesn't work.
No, it does not.
Crystals?
Yeah, that big crystal there, that was a big thing for a long time.
Rub it on your armpit.
Yeah. I had this.
It works as well as you would think.
Uh-huh. Now, wasn't that a sign for you?
No, a friend, not a romantic.
Because, I mean, back in the day, you'd, and Josh, when you'd have one of your Friday night outings, you'd end up at some woman's house. You could at least go through her CDs and, you know, four in, you'd see one and go, no, I'm out. If she likes this artist, I'm out.
Oh, 303, bye.
Yeah.
bye.
Oh, look. Barry Manilow's greatest hits. I'll be leaving now. So we have a really interesting and very unusual deodorant story coming up in the news. Also, I think we should probably read one of our letters.
Okay.
I got one.
Go ahead.
I am a rural mail carrier.
Mm-hmm.
I had a delivery of several packages to a church on my route. As I was listening loudly to the Bob and Tom show on International Women's Day... I pulled up to the door of the church where there's a group of elderly ladies waiting at the door for the church to be unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
I got out of my mail truck, left the door open, and you could hear the Bob and Tom show. Opened the back of my vehicle. Now, the doors in the back of it are open. I grabbed the packages to set near the door of the church. Right at that moment, radio blaring. Door, gate wide open, Josh wished Christy a happy Women's Day and belted out, keep up the good work, bitches.
I knew it was coming.
The look on those ladies' faces.
Not understanding he was meant sarcastically.
The church.
Right.
Priceless.
Context is so important in that joke.
I almost peed my pants. Thanks for the laugh. That's Katie, the mail lady.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
I have one that's church-related.
Okay, go ahead.
This is from Jeff. Have you ever seen a four-year-old boy at Mass yell, "Boring!"
Y'all, hilarious!
And then the sequel to that is, have you ever seen a four-year-old boy get a good old-fashioned spanking?
Well, let's be fair. How boring was the sermon that day?
You know it was.
And he said it was right after the homily, so that's exactly right.
It can get real boring in there, man.
God, Corey says, my cousins and I served as pallbearers for my grandmother's funeral.
Oh.
While carrying the casket to the hearse, one of my cousins tripped over a curb, and the head of the casket took a dramatic dip. Oh, it didn't open, but we heard a distinct thud.
A distinct thud.
Yeah, they don't tie him down in there.
He said it was not funny at the time, but now we look back on it and laugh.
Oh, man. Oh.
Got to tie that down like patio furniture.
On a related note, I don't know if this is Ben Gleeb, our comedian friend.
Yeah.
Okay, he has this on Twitter today. Charles Entenmann, the guy that the bakery goods
dude, sure.
Yeah, brought all those wonderful baked goods to our supermarkets, has died at the age of 92. Ben goes, if he doesn't have an open casket, there should probably be a little plastic window on top.
Oh, of course.
Yes. I thought that was...
And he won't be on the shelf. He'll be at the end of the aisle.
Exactly. Nicely done, Ben.
That's exactly right.
This was unfounded.
Stupid world record.
A South African free diver, it don't cost nothing, has bested her own world record. There's a movie, help me, with Jean Reno.
Oh, great movie.
Called The Big Blue.
The Big Blue. It's wonderful.
It's about free divers.
Yeah, but in their thing in that movie is they go deep.
Oh, yes. Man. I mean, it's life.
They grab this weight and it sled. Just starts hurtling
yeah.
them
yeah,
down.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
They hold their breath.
That's a cool flick.
That's terrifying.
That is terrifying.
Hit the button for the balloon and they shoot back up to the
surface. I wouldn't
surface.
Breathe right. My head would explode or something.
Oh, man. That would be. Of course,
but this is a different thing. This
you can't
is this...
breathe underwater, you know.
Yeah, it is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is.
What's your gill, man?
This is.
Remember
swimming.
Kevin Costner? He had gills behind his ears. Looked right. like vaginas. Remember that? Everybody was like, ah! Okay, sorry.
Here comes old pussy lobe.
How do you get an earring in there? How do you put an earring in there?
Could we, have we left the free diving in order
no, we're
to
just getting started.
Explore
we're just
breathing
getting started.
Underwater?
Right, free diving, you don't even have that contraption, right? You just...
No, this is where they're just swimming.
Yeah. South African free diver bested her own world record for the longest swim under ice. Breath held, no fins, no diving suit. According to Cape Town, etc., Amber Villari, whatever, dove.
Starts with an F, not a V, you idiot.
Throw.
Wow, that was legitimate resentment.
Boy,
there.
That was anger. That was.
In Chick's defense, in South Africa, V's are F's.
But really?
And vice versa.
Vagina.
Nice that's vagina.
Why, that's why it's South Africa. Is that what it is?
That's
then?
Right.
It's right in the name.
Villari, what is it?
Fulari.
Whoa. Dove through a man-made triangular hole. Sorry, Christy.
That's okay.
In the nearby 16-inch thick ice of a frozen pond in Norway.
Scary.
They've got a safety person under there, obviously, and cameras. And
okay.
Without the assistance of fins or diving suit, she traveled a total of 295.276 feet beneath the ice, holding her breath.
That's like 3 miles.
Almost a football field.
Holy smokes.
Holding her breath for 2 minutes and 25 seconds.
My questions are many. If something starts going wrong, how many holes do they have?
Okay. Time me. Ready?
Okay. Go. When you have to start breathing, let me know. So she was holding her breath.
4 seconds?
I heard an inhale.
What? No. I wasn't inhaling. No.
That was,
what are you talking about?
That was six, seven, Mr. Fillery.
What are you talking about? I'm still holding my breath. Damn it.
You can't breathe through your nose.
They're on to
just because your mouth is closed.
Oh, you can breathe through your nose under the water. That's how I understand it.
Pretty scary, pretty cool. So I assume that they have exit points drilled into the ice.
I'm sure they had some kind of fail safe.
Yeah, it's like a belt. It's like every few, they've got a little thing that you
and they've probably got, I assume that there's someone there with a scuba tank. And the water's a little chilly as you
can. I think the weight, the balloon and the down deep would be more dangerous than this, but maybe not. They're both pretty dangerous, I guess.
I think that going deep would be more dangerous. Yeah. If something goes wrong down there, you have to swim up. And this one, you're just have to find the nearest hole. It's like a Friday night with you, Josh. Just find the nearest hole.
That's right. Whether it be female or a brick of Swiss cheese.
Sure. He doesn't need a relationship. He needs a receptacle.
That's right.
You know that he'll be looking for a receptacle.
Uh-huh.
Skyline Comedy Club, Appleton, tomorrow and Saturday.
I'll be doing jokes. Yeah.
Plugging his shows while implying that he's going to be cruising in the great state
what
of Wisconsin?
Well, wait till he comes back and high fives me Monday.
Stupid world record.
Thanks for the lead.
I went to that bar Dahmer used to go.
Wow.
Weird clientele.
Yeah.
The hors d'oeuvres.
Not a chick to be found.
Uh-uh. A little gamey.
Talk about a spotted cow. Hey.
The record holder. Oh, jeez. For the world's longest car has been restored to its former glory.
I kind of like this.
But I have problems with this story because I've seen the car.
All right.
Okay, go on.
I'm typing it in.
First built in Burbank, California in 1986 by famed car customizer Jay Orberg.
Oh, sure.
The car is known as the American Dream. It originally Dusty Rose is the American Dream.
I love that.
I know Dusty. Yes. Dusty Rose is the American Dream, Wilbur.
Sapphire.
60 feet in length, Super Limo had 26 wheels.
Oh my goodness, look at this thing.
Two V8 engines. Orberg later extended the limo to 100 feet.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
It was later...
It's totally ridiculous.
It's so funny.
It was later abandoned at the back of a New Jersey warehouse for years where it fell into disrepair. But after 3 years of meticulous work, the Super Limo broke its own record by an inch and a half earlier this summer by a pair of truck nuts. The American Dream includes now a large waterbed, a swimming pool, complete with a diving board, jacuzzi, a bathtub, a mini golf course, Tom.
Yep.
A helipad, and it says here can fit more than 75 people. Mm-hmm. It also has several TVs, refrigerator, and a phone.
Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. How would you turn?
Well, they have wheels in the middle.
They have 26 wheels.
Wheels in the middle go up and down.
I mean, you can't.
Be like one of those, those caterpillar toys.
Can you imagine parallel parking?
This is the silliest.
New version is over 100 feet in length.
I just hope it has one of those horns. Da-da-da-da-da-da or something like that. I love those horns. And the shocks go up and down.
Oh, this guy did the DeLorean. Did you say that? And Back to the Future? Huh.
Well, I Googled longest car, and I got longest car name instead.
Yeah.
There's a car out there called...
Ford Mustang? Am I close?
Why bother? He nailed it.
I Googled longest car, and it says Rick Ocasek is 7 inches. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah, that does. What's
that about?
Was 7 inches.
That would explain Carlina.
Currently at room temperature.
Carlina.
Oh, no.
55.
Fort Scova. That would explain the.
This says the longest car name is the Land Rover Range Rover Evoque 2.0 TD4E capability 4x4 HSE Dynamic.
No. I don't like that. Those are all different things.
No, that's.
It's not just one
name. That's not the name of the car.
No. Not one word.
Ford Mustang is longer. Okay. Sorry, it is.
Wonder what is the longest name, do you think, then? Of
Cadillac. Cadillac's pretty long.
I don't know.
Oldsmobile was a long name. Mm-hmm.
I just wonder how, this is based on a Cadillac. I was wondering, how much does it cost to rent per hour? Can you imagine renting
Why would you
thing?
Do it?
It's funny.
Well, mm-hmm. yeah, it's funny. You have
Some
a party.
Sort of
what do you mean?
Thing.
You put
like
a big
a
plastic
birthday
chicken
party?
On, you put a big chicken on the top of it and drive it around town. It'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's comedy on wheels right there.
You're damn right.
There's a helipad. Okay.
Yeah, the helipad is a stretch.
Josh, it's your birthday. Come on out here and see what I got for you. Check it out, man.
I'm sure it's just
oh, my God. That's right. It's a chicken. Happy birthday, buddy.
More beautiful than a foot car.
I think they just call the hood a helipad. I think it's a real stretch.
Your hood.
Nice, Kristen.
And a diving board. Okay, so the pool can't be more than a few feet deep.
Well, of course not, you idiot.
Well, if you're going to dive, you better have a neck brace ready.
I've got to pull up in this thing somewhere.
Yeah, wouldn't it be fun?
You couldn't do it here because you couldn't make the turn.
Yeah.
That's part of the fun of this,
No,
though.
You can
right.
pull in out here and do the big circle over. Yeah.
I don't think you could pull from that road into this park.
You couldn't make a 90-degree turn on this thing. It's 100 feet long.
You know what could be fun with this thing? You know how those clowns, they'll pack into those tiny cars?
Sure. Yeah.
With this one, you can get, I mean, how many clowns could you fit in this thing?
Actually, I think the joke is this thing pulls up in one clown.
Exactly.
And a clown, very, very short, yes. Very short in stature.
All right.
And he says,
where are those radio guys?
No, he goes,
hey, where's the party?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.